This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a conversation with the interim Nepal Prime Minister Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed heartfelt condolences on the recent tragic loss of lives and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for her efforts to restore peace and stability. He also extended warm greetings to her and the people of Nepal on their National Day tomorrow. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the centre will provide full funding required to upgrade industrial training institutes, ITIs, in the states into AI-driven training centres. Addressing the annual symposium of the Indian Foundation for Quality Management in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said ITIs are being upgraded to meet the changing need of industry.
These ITIs, as I said, one in every district, there are about 750 approximate number, 750 districts. So if these ITIs would adopt a hub and spoke model within a state, we will be able to provide them the entire money required for upgrading these places for AI-driven training centers.
The minister urged the industry to partner with the government in skilling youth of the country. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said significant reforms have been done in the Income Tax Act and the Goods and Services Tax. Addressing the PAFI Annual Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the way GST has been structured, it will make everyday household items and agricultural products more affordable. He said when the prices of the goods will be lower, then the demand will get a significant boost. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day national conference, Manthan 2025, in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the strategic roadmap to Vikasit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold meetings today in Rohtas, Begusarai and other districts of Bihar with the party office bearers. He arrived in Patna last evening. At the airport, he was welcomed by Union Minister of State for Home Nityananda Rai, BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha and several senior leaders. India has called for global action to make sure that UN-listed terrorist groups like Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, along with their supporters, are not allowed to use Afghan land for terrorism. In a United Nations Security Council briefing on Afghanistan yesterday, India's permanent ambassador to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, called for coordinated global action to prevent terrorist exploitation of Afghanistan. He also said India is closely monitoring the security situation in Afghanistan. He also added that India always supports international and regional cooperation to help Afghanistan and takes part in meetings like those in Doha to work towards this goal. The Ministry of External Affairs today said it will study the implications of the Strategic Mutual Defence Pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for India's national security as well as for regional and global stability. In response to media queries on reports of the signing of the pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government remains committed to protecting India's national interests and ensuring comprehensive national security in all domains. In Uttarakhand, heavy rainfall in the Nandanagar Ghat area of Chamoli district has caused significant destruction. According to officials, six houses in the Kuntri Langapali ward were buried under debris due to the downpour. Vinod Kumar Suman, Secretary of the State Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Department, said rescue and relief efforts are currently underway and progressing swiftly. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals with a straight game win at the China Masters Super 750 tournament in Shenzhen today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.